The Torah tells us ki yikach ish isha. The pasuk in Parashas Kisete, we are the mafarshim or not the mitzvah of kiddushin. And in fact, that's how some point out, that's the Rambam Shita, that kiddushin is a mitzvah zaseh, like all other mitzvahs. And in fact, this explains the juxtaposition of the psukim, that the minik svar is that when you turn 13, like all other mitzvahs, you put on a talis gadol, that is. However, the minik ashkenaz is not to wear a talis until you get married. Again, it could have been early, and that's a big discussion. The Api Pashtus, the Sephardim, seem to have it right. Why would I wait? So, some point out because they used to get married very young. But where's the source of getting awaiting to marriage? So, the Mefarshim point out because Ki Yikach Ish Isha is next to the Pasuk of Gedilim, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So, we see from here for the juxtaposition of the Mitzvah of Kiddushin next to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. We learn out that a chassan puts on a talis once they get married. So that's the Rambam Shita, that kiddushin is a mitzvah. The Rush disagrees and says kiddushin's not a mitzvah per se, it's a hechatimsa. The mitzvah is pru or revu. The mitzvah is to be fruitful and multiply and have children. That's the mitzvah. And obviously, in order to do it legally, you got to get married first to fulfill the mitzvah. Even though, as the Minchas Chena points out, that if one commits adultery and has a child, you still committed adultery and it's a serious prohibition, but according to the Minchas Chena and others, the Ramah, one can fulfill the mitzvah peravu, because that could be more result-oriented. That's a separate shiur. But the Rush holds that the mitzvah is peruvu, kedushin is just a heksher mitzvah. As the Gemara says in kedushin, the Gemara tells us if you don't shop and cook on Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have food on Shabbos. If you don't do kedushin, you're not going to ever fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. So it's a heksher mitzvah. So, my nafkamini, either way, we make a bracha. We have a berakos erisin we make at a wedding. So my nafkamina, what's the practical difference if it's like the Rambam, that kiddushin is a mitzvah, and it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, or the halacha is like the Rush, it's a birkas shevach v'odah. So the issue is, when do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha before the kiddushin or after the kiddushin? If it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, the Gemara tells us in Psachim that we make our brachas over lasiyasim, not kodem. Over means, and not over the over. We don't make a bracha 2 hours before we do the mitzvah. We try to make the bracha immediately preceding we do the mitzvah. And therefore, so it's recognizable the bracha is attached to the mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam writes. K'shein she'mevarch, you make a bracha, the birkas erisin before the kedushin, k'shein she'mevarch al kol ha-mitzvahs. And the Rush says, no, it's a birkas shevach v'odah, in fact, because we have a different lashon. Also, one of the arusas, the hitanas, and the suas. Why not make? Why isn't the berachas erisin lekadesh yaseisha mitzvahs kedushin? However, then it's not a berachas a mitzvah; it's a berachas shevach v'holda. And therefore, I got the berachas shevach v'holda. Like obviously, we don't make the bracha on lightning until we see it. We don't make a bracha on thunder. We don't make the bracha on things until they happen. So therefore, it makes sense. After the institution of marriage, after the kedushin, you can give a berakos shevach v'holda. So there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush and others, and they're consistent with their view. If you hold kedushin's a mitzvah, so then the bracha's a mitzvah, and it's over lasiyasan. If you hold there is no mitzvah kedushin, it's just a heichatimsa to get married, so it's a berakos shevach v'holda. Chazal told us to do kiddushin first, and therefore we're praising God on the institution of marriage. However, the problem is the Ravid's opinion. The Ravid, on one hand, agrees with the Rambam. He calls it a birkas ha-mitzvah, like the Rambam. On the other hand, he says you make the bracha after the kiddushin. So, how could it be both? Bishlom, So according to Bishlam, according to the Rush, it's a Bechah Shavach Vahodah. But according to the Ravid, how could it be a Birkas HaMitzvah to make it afterwards? So the Ravid himself gives us an answer. The Ravid says, you know why? Because the concern is that you'll do the mitzvah, you'll make the bracha, and then when you ask your wife to marry you, she says, no, get lost, we're not getting married. So you end up, so he's not concerned about the breaking off of the marriage. He's considered, maybe he is, but he's considered, he's worried about the, as well, a bracha lo batala, a blessing in vain. And therefore he says, even though it's a birkas hamitzvah, but it's an exception to the rule, you have to make it afterwards because in order to ensure that she accepts the kedushin first. It's similar to the Rashba and a little different. It's similar to the, there's a famous Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba is talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is a mitzvah in our Torah. So why don't we make a bracha? So there's many answers, but the Rashba answers because it's a mitzvah that's totally b'das acherim that might not happen too often, but you might make a bracha and the ani will refuse, either because you're not giving him enough money, he'll throw it back at you, maybe he's too proud, whatever the case may be, you might make a bracha, might lead to a bracha of atolah, hence we don't make a bracha by the mitzvah of tzedakah. So we see, since the mitzvah is totally b'das acherim, we don't make a bracha. However, it's a little different. The Rashba by Tzedakah said don't make a bracha at all. He didn't say to make the bracha after. Yet the Ravid says you make the bracha afterwards. So is this a fundamental machokis Rambam Ravid? That the Ravid would hold that by Tzedakah you make a bracha afterwards and the Rashba would hold no bracha on Kedushin? Or is it a technical issue, between a local issue, a local chiluk between the mitzvah of tzedakah and the mitzvah of kedusha? One thing you could say, maybe you could say it's a fundamental. Perhaps we could say, no, really, let's make shalom between the two. They both agree with one another. So why is there no bracha after the tzedakah? Because there are many reasons why you don't make bracha on tzedakah. One famous reason is on the Beis Yosef by Pesach. The Beis Yosef writes that we know there are different mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah of bitul b'leiv sagi. That is the mitzvah in our Torah. If you nullify chametz in your heart, even if you have it in your house, it's not yours anymore. You don't violate a ba'yira ba'yimata daraisa. You're not considered owning chametz. However, we do many other things. We do bidika, and we do the biur, because Chazal said we make the bracha on the bidika chametz. So the shaila is, it would make sense, we should be making the bracha on the mitzvah in our Torah, not the mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why not make it on the bittul, as opposed to the bidika? So the Beis Yosef gives a famous answer, because since bittul b'leiv sagi, by bittul, the ikar bittul is b'leivs, so when Chazal set up brachas, they wanted a clear demarcation. How do I know? I don't know what a person's thinking. We need something concrete, like the difference between a tzaddik and a talmud chacham. A talmud chacham, you could give him a bachina, or her. But tzaddik, sometimes it's an intangible. You don't necessarily know who's a tzaddik, who isn't. So therefore, maybe a person's not being mavatu a b'leiv. So therefore, we wanted to make sure we do it over an act of actually searching and burning. So Chazal in general did not make a bracha on something which is b'yisod a b'leiv. Like we have by Tshuva, they point out as well, since there is al-chayt, there's oral confession in other parts of the Tshuva, but the Ikka Tshuva is b'leiv, so therefore Chazal never instituted a bracha. So since tzedakah is b'yisod a b'leiv, Chazal never said, even though it's true, if tzedakah was not b'yisod b'leiv, so then maybe even the Rashba would agree, perhaps you'd make a bracha after. You know, again, assuming those are the only reasons why. And then again, we have to see, you know, we'll have to go through the distinction. But those are the three shitas, the shitas ha Rambam, it's a birchas hamitzvah you make before, the shita is a rush birchas hashavach after, and the raiva, the birchas hamitzvah you make it after, because we're afraid she might say, no, we'll have to continue tomorrow on this nekudah.